This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. New details came out Thursday about a previous arrest of the alleged Club Q shooter. Last year, law enforcement had been called after the suspect threatened family members, but District Attorney Michael Allen brushed back criticism that a different response to that incident could have prevented the Club Q attack in Colorado Springs. Here's KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
DA Allen said he could not prosecute the case without witness testimony, so the fact that all attempts to subpoena the family failed meant nothing could proceed. He said it's common for family to recant statements against a loved one, and this just lasted as long as it possibly could. Again, that's according to Allen.
Law enforcement took two guns after the suspect's 2021 arrest. Mental health services for children are the focus of an effort from Colorado making its way to Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
With only a couple of weeks left of the 117th Congress, Zach Zaslow with Children's Hospital Colorado was in D.C. meeting with lawmakers from Colorado and Wyoming about mental health funding for kids. Zaslow tells lawmakers kids can't wait.
I think there's widespread agreement that kids are in crisis and that there's more that Congress could and should do to act.
Children's advocates hope the funding is included in any must-pass legislation before the end of the year. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
More Colorado homes will have access to high-speed internet because of a grant from the U.S. Treasury. The state broadband office plans to use the $171 million next year to connect 18,000 unserved homes with reliable internet. The money comes from a program intended to strengthen access to remote work, school, and health care anywhere in the country. It's a mostly sunny Friday along the Front Range. It's highs in the 40s for Colorado Springs and Metro Denver this afternoon, then getting warmer as the weekend continues. This is CPR News and KRCC.